The fans really get me going when it's a big game, the crowd is sold out, and you know everybody's just excited, they're cheering, and we get that first three, especially being at home, when we get that first three and it goes in, the crowd erupts. It just like it feeds, and you know
Yeah.
it really feeds into me, and you know it makes me like even more excited. Or even being away, if we get an and one and the crowd is silent and we just hear our fan section, who seems like they fill the gym, kind of that energy that you know the fans bring and that the coaches bring, the bench brings, it's just like it's big.
Welcome back to Sometimes I Hoop. We've got a freshman phenom today on the pod. Quick humble brag about our superstar. Shattered the ACC freshman scoring record, third in scoring in the NCAA with 23.3 a game, leading the NCAA in steals with 4.6 a game, ACC Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, First Team All-American. You're always catching her rocking some gold hoops. None other than Notre Dame's Hannah Hidalgo. Thank you for hopping on the pod.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
No, I'm so excited to have you here. Presented by Wendy's. We're heading into tournament time, which is the most exciting time of the season. So what song do we have on repeat right now?
I'm really listening to gospel. I'm on to the gospel. So right now I feel like it's Hosanna by Kirk Franklin.
That's good. I feel like I remember you saying Melodies from Heaven is Melodies also, Heaven that's was, one of your go-tos?
That's a go-to also. Mm-hmm.
Okay, for sure. That's one of mine too. Anything Kirk, if we're being honest,
is
elite. But jumping into just the landscape right now of women's college basketball, it's insane. I mean, you were ACC champs, close win over NC State, first ACC tournament title under Coach Neal. Yes. So what were the vibes like after the game, before the game? Just what was it like winning your first ACC title?
Yeah, I think just going into the game, especially with Kylie going down, we were playing for something bigger than ourselves. And, you know, we were playing for not only each other, but really a lot for Kylie, too. And so, you know, we had nothing to lose. And obviously we played NC State before. And so we kind of wanted to get back a little bit, kind of the way we went down that game. And so we came out with so much energy, and we were just, you know, playing for each other. We had trusted each other, and we were all clicking. And, you know, my team and I, we started clicking at the right moments. And so we just came in with energy, and we were fired up. And, you know, after the game, everyone was ecstatic, especially Coach Ivy, it being, you know, her first win as a head coach. And, you know, she's done it as a player. She's done it as an assistant. And now just being a head coach and being able to do it. And I feel like, you know, she was hype, and we were all just hype just for each other and just for her too.
Yeah, and I mean, I think you said it perfectly. You're peaking at the right time. Like, this is the time when you want everything to be clicking, no matter what happened in the regular season, preseason. Mm-hmm. Like, this is when you want it to be going.
Yeah.
And so before we get into the brackets, talk about your many awards real quick that we have going on. ACC Rookie of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. You're the second ACC player to ever do that in the same season. So talk to me about your approach on defense. How are you getting these steals? I got to see you at Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. It's timing. It's quick hands. It's all these different things. How do you just stay on top of that every single game?
Yeah, I get my energy from my defense, especially just being a smaller guard. Always being a smaller guard, I had to figure out how to do something else because scoring wasn't always my thing, especially playing against bigger girls. And I was so small, I didn't know how to finesse and score over, you know, taller girls. And so I was always told that defense wins championships. So I always took pride in my defense. And I feel like it not only gives me energy, but it also gives energy to my teammates when we're able to get stops and we're able to run a transition. Like, that's really our bread and butter. And so when I'm able to do that, it makes it easier for my teammates.
I mean, we see it night in and night out. You get hyped off the defensive end. You get steals, all these different things. I feel like your teammates feed off that energy too. But moving from high school to college, it's an adjustment. And so did you feel like, you know, there were adjustments that had to be made, obviously, on the offensive end, but on the defensive end where you're really making these amazing strides as a freshman, like, you know, what have you learned? What are those adjustments that you had to make, you know, playing in the Notre Dame system, all those different things?
Yeah, just growing up in high school, I was able to take the ball so easily. And it might look like now it's so easy for me, but I've learned and I'm still learning how to, you know, not reach every time. Like in high school, I was able to reach every time and still be able to recover. But, you know, now girls, they're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster. And so I have to be able to learn how to, you know, contain and not always put up my hands, especially when we have low numbers. We're not able to sub as much. So I have to learn how to, you know, stay out of foul trouble, which is something that I've learned a lot. And I'm still learning how to, you know, play without my hands, but just being able to contain and not overdo it.
Well, I mean, it looks like the transition was seamless for you. It looks like it's been going great. So love that for you. But I mean, now we head into tournament time.
Yeah.
And before we get into the brackets, Selection Sunday is special. It's so mm-hmm. much fun, you know, having the whole watch party, the whole thing mm-hmm. going on. So when you guys found out you were a 2 seed, what were the vibes like? Was it excitement? Did you expect to be that high of a seed? What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, just we have so many pictures of everybody just like shocked. Like everybody's mouth was wide open. People were covering their mouths and everything. So everyone was just shocked. And a lot of people were saying we were going to get the 5 seed or the 4 seed. And so for us to just show up as, you know, the 2 seed, it really shows to how much we've grown as a team and, you know, how well we're doing, you know, on the court and just playing together. So everybody was just, I think everybody was shocked for the most part.
I mean, to be predicted a 4 or 5 and get the 2, I would be hyped up. Big. Like that's a big jump. And I think you guys deserve it. Like you were solid in the regular season and winning the tournament really speaks a lot, talking about the momentum and whatnot. Right. But the brackets are tough. And Albany won, which you guys were in, South Carolina, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Indiana, Oregon State, Ole Miss, and y'all, like that's hefty. And I think that goes for every single region. And so how do you feel about the region? Is there a certain matchup that's catching your eye or... You know, Ole Miss got us last year, so they're always somebody I got my eye on. So what are you feeling about your region?
You know, I'm excited. And, you know, there's a lot of good teams, there's a lot of athletic teams. And, you know, we're just excited to come in and play. Of course, we're excited for that, you know, South Carolina matchup. Prayerfully, we know we do well. Of course, we played South Carolina our first game of the whole season and just us being a completely new team and, you know, trying to learn each other. I think it's going to be, you know, a lot different now that we're clicking with each other and we know each other a lot better now. So we're excited for that matchup, but really we're just taking it one game at a time. So when we play Kent State, you know, just playing for 40 minutes, playing, you know, each quarter and playing every possession like it's our last possession and just going hard, you know, every game.
Yeah, I feel like the tournament is so interesting because, like, obviously you have Final Four in your sights and all these different big matchups, but, like, you got to take care of business every single round because every game is somebody's last game, which is so crazy to think about.
Right.
But talking about some of these other regions, Texas took the 1 seed, and I think Portland 4. What do we feel about Texas being a number 1? You know, they won the Big 12 title just as you guys did in the tournament.
Yeah.
I feel like that's another good matchup. You have Stanford, NC State, possible Sweet 16, Tennessee's in that region as well. Like another hefty one. Yeah, so what do we think about that one?
Yeah, Texas, they're a phenomenal team. And of course, my best friend Madison, she plays on Texas. So of course, I'm rooting for her. I would love to be able to, you know, see her and kind of play against her. But, you know, the regions are tough. The brackets are tough. I saw the brackets, especially with like, you know, LSU and Iowa and UCLA, like, on that one bracket. Like, that's a, you know, a tough bracket. But I'm excited because you never know. Like, a 16, you know, to come and take, you know, somebody else and beat the
one. You never know.
Like, there's the way that people step up during, you know, March Madness and just come to play. It's just, it's crazy. So you never know who's going to be upset.
Seriously. And I feel like the other region with both Virginia Tech and Syracuse, that's ACC kind of royalty right there. And they had great seasons. But with Virginia Tech losing Elizabeth Kitley, you know, how do you feel like that impacts them moving through the rest of the tournament?
Yeah, you know, Liz is a great player and she really leads that team. But, you know, the little point guard,
Georgia.
She's tough. And so, you know, she's doing a great job of being able to, you know, take that team and put it on her shoulders and kind of carry it. You know, she has a lot of pressure on her. And, you know, with Liz being out, it puts a lot more pressure on her. But, you know, she's a great guard. And I think she'll do a great job of, you know, leading her team.
Yeah. And then the last region, which I feel like has kind of gotten everybody going crazy. Iowa, Colorado, LSU, and UCLA.
Yes.
In one corner is literally insane. So do you feel like that's the hardest corner of the bracket?
That's a lot of talent. I'm not going to say this is better, but that's a lot of talent, a lot of athleticism, and a lot of girls who can just flat out ball. And so there's a lot of dogs over there in that little region. And so it's exciting who comes out on top because, you know, those are the top, you know, 14s, but you never know. Somebody else who's lower, who's not talked about, could just come and shock somebody. So
you seriously never know. There's a Cinderella team every single tournament.
Absolutely.
Thinking about the tournament, I want to get into the madness a little bit. And these next questions are brought to you by our lovely sponsor, Wendy's. So which teams outside the ACC made you do a double take and you think could be a dark horse headed into the tournament that came out of nowhere, that impressed you, that has just been like making upsets or making a name for themselves?
Yeah, I think who I was most impressed to watch, I don't know if they're like underdogs, but like Utah really impressed me a lot. Like Peely, like the way I think they beat a couple, you know, ranked teams, they really shocked me. Like the way that Peely kind of carries her team on her shoulders and she scored 40 against some top team. Like the way that they play is like tough. And obviously USC too, they have a lot of dogs, and how they, you know, at the beginning of the season, they were unranked and didn't know anything about them. And now they shoot up, and now they're in the top talk every single week. And so they're also a top team.
No, I agree. Peely's a bucket. Watching her do what she did against South Carolina at her size, like insane to be doing that against Camilla and all these other players that they have.
Yeah, her being undersized. Yeah, she's
tough. My God. Yeah. But, you know, talking about Peely, are there any other players that have been standouts to you? I know your freshman class is kind of insane this year. So is there any other standouts across the country that you've really been impressed with?
Who else? Of course, I like watching, you know, kind of like the freshmen. I like, especially girls that I grew up, you know, kind of playing against or kind of playing with. Yeah. Like, you know, Michaela Williams and how she contributes to, you know, her team. And, you know, Malaysia Fawali, I watched, you know, them play against Tennessee and how she was cooking. But, you know, Madison Booker, she had to take on a big role as Texas as the point guard went down. And so just watching kind of these girls that, you know, I played against and, you know, grew up playing with and stuff like that, it's just great to see how they're making an impact just as freshmen and, you know, against these top girls.
Yeah. I mean, the freshman class is literally insane. Like, as you continue to name people, it's just like, wow, they're kind of the star of their team right now. Like, they all took on these huge roles just like you did at Notre Dame. But before we get into you a little bit more, I want to talk about, I feel like, you know, just with the level of talent that we talk so much about, fan bases are really rallying behind that, right? Mm-hmm. And it's so much fun. There's sellouts every weekend. Yeah. I know at Notre Dame, you guys have huge crowds, but, you know, a lot of times moving into the tournament, neutral sites don't really feel very neutral. Mm-hmm. Fan bases travel. I know last year seeing all of Baton Rouge in Dallas for the Final Four was crazy. Yes. So in your experience, what fan base do you feel like has the craziest fans?
The craziest fans? To me, UConn had the craziest fans when we played them. That one was home, so it was like, of course, there's going to be a lot of fans there. But, like, I know my parents were up in the stands and my people were up in the stands, and they're going back and forth with their little fan section. Their whole student section was yelling back and forth to our fan section. So theirs was crazy, newspapers and everything. Like, that was just a crazy atmosphere to walk in and see. Just everything was white. Everything was white. And then, of course, it was just a small little section of green in our little corner. But that was crazy. And, of course, the ACC championship, that was crazy, too. Of course, North Carolina. So they had a big fan section. And it felt like a home game for them. And so I'm proud of my team, how we were able to, you know, go through that adversity in that hostile environment.
I didn't even realize that the ACC was, the title was in North Carolina. I bet they had a lot of fans.
They had
lot
of fans.
The Notre Dame-UConn rivalry is always there as well. So I bet that energy was just insane. Was
absolutely.
Even watching on TV, it's like, oh, that place is jumping right now. It's rocking.
It was.
But talking about the ACC a little bit, the guard play is insane. You got people like Deish Fair, Deja Kelly, Georgia Amore, the list goes on. Mm-hmm. So who do you feel like is one of the toughest guards for you? Because you're always picking up the best player on the other team, right? So who's one of those tough guards?
I say the toughest guards, probably top Fair, of course, and then Georgia Amore. Those were the toughest. I mean, we were throwing everything at her, like everything, and she was hitting step back threes and all that. I'm like, man, this girl's tough. She led her team really well. It was tough to guard her both times. First time and the second time was probably tougher. And of course, Georgia, we were able to contain her, you know, first half. I think she only had, like, 3 points. And then second half, she just went off. And then we started throwing everything at her. We were trapping. We were blitzing. And she was just getting her shot off, whether it was all the way to the basket or just pull up. I mean, both of those guys were tough to guard.
I mean, it's crazy watching just how deep it is on every single team. Because I feel like probably when you were in high school, when I was just starting out in college, it's like, you know, there's a player on every team, every few. You can skip a few teams, but like nowadays, it's so deep. You got people coming off the bench. You got whoever it is. But I feel like the ACC guard play, we didn't even talk about Tanai Latin at Florida State, like all these different bucket getters that we have on every team. Before we talk about you, we have a little switch up in our vibe here. My question of the day that I love to ask our guests to really help me get to know you. And so it's going to be a little out of left field. But my question for you is, what's the largest animal you feel that you could be in a fist fight with no weapons and you're in that animal's terrain?
And I would win?
Yeah. Like one you could win. Like you have confidence. You have a big ego here. Like what could you be?
Okay. I could be, I think I
I feel like you're gonna say something crazy right now.
I think I could be a giraffe.
Oh my god, that's mine. I say it every week. Okay, but let me hear why. Why giraffe? Because I have my reasoning.
I think their neck is so long, like, they wouldn't be able to see me. Like, I feel like I can go under them, maybe, like, push them over, and then they wouldn't, like, they would just be down, and they would never be able to see me.
No, I think the same thing. Like, if you go for the knees and then get on the ground, they're done. They're done. Oh, wow. Wow, we're here today.
We're right here.
Okay. So now we're going to lock back into you, taking it back to the roots. Grew up in New Jersey. Mm. What's the basketball culture like in New Jersey? Because I feel like there's a lot of hoopers that come out of there.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of tough hoopers that come out in this, like, Jersey, New York, Philly area. Like, it's just like dogs. I think we just have this chip on our shoulder. Like, we play with this different type of grit. And, you know, playing in, you know, where I'm from, that area, it was just like playing against all these tough girls who, like, nobody knew about, but they were just gritty and they were just dogs. And so that we kind of play with this fire that's just different.
No, I can see that. Like, y'all, the DMV, y'all play with a certain chip on your shoulder. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's all very much the same vibe. Yes. But growing up, did you feel like you modeled your game after any college players, any W players? Who did you kind of find that inspiration from?
Yeah, growing up, I didn't watch too much women's basketball until, like, I started, like, my junior year. It started really getting interesting to me. And that was, like, the year that Airy started going off. And so I was watching her a lot. And she went on her run. And so just her being a smaller guard and her ability to be able to score over girls who were so much taller than her and how she was able to lead her team. Like, of course, I watched her on that run that she went on.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to tell her. She was my teammate last year. She will be so excited to hear that. But, oh, my God, she was a dog. We had to play her 3 times that year. Man. Every time. I was like, I don't want to deal with this. Like, first of all, back up. Why are you never getting tired?
Yeah, picking up book. Like, she's...
like, somebody give her a water break. Yeah. And I feel like that's the same way you are. Like, you are relentless. You never stop going. Which I'm sure, as a teammate, I would love it. Mm. I'm playing against you. I'm like, girl... Catch a sub. But we talked a little bit about your freshman class and it being just insane with talent. So who are some of those other top players that we're seeing kill it now? You remember going head to head with in high school, in AAU, at USA Trials, all those different places.
Yeah. Of course, a lot of girls at USA Trials, it was like Malaysia, Juju, Michaela, you know, Madison, Brea, Jada, like all those girls are Talia Scott, you know, kind of playing with these girls. Zoe Brooks. Zoe Brooks is also another, you know, tough guard. But just to be able to see kind of what they're doing on their team now, and like you talk about the depth and kind of even Zoe Brooks, her coming off the bench, but she's such a talented player, how she's able to score and how she's able to move and finish over bigger girls. Like, she's another, you know, tough guard. And so those were the girls who are making a big impact on their team and just as freshmen.
You guys are all amazing. And, like, seeing you guys blow up on overtime and all these different things, like, when you were younger, and see it carry through into college is now amazing to see.
Yeah, that's great.
But you're at Notre Dame now, as we all know, superstar. You are number 5 in your class. What made you choose Notre Dame? Because I know I saw you at Stanford. We wanted to get you. Yeah. But I'm so, like, happy to see you thriving. And it seems like you made the right decision. Yeah. So what set that apart for you?
Yeah, Coach Ivy. Just after... you know, all the experience that I kind of went through, like, with USA Basketball in high school, like, I knew what I wanted, you know, kind of in a coach, and I wanted to have that player-coach relationship, and, you know, I'm big on family, so I wanted to be in a family environment where I felt at home, and, you know, talking to Coach Ivy throughout the whole recruitment process, she was just so, you know, consistent, and, you know, she treated me as one of her own, and she just recruited me, and, you know, of course, I asked outside sources because you're only going to get so much from, you know, the inside sources, and so I asked outside sources, and I always got the same answer that, you know, with Nia, what you see is what you're going to get, and so, you know, she's genuine, and she's such a player's coach, and of course, I saw that when I came on my visit, and, you know, I really felt at home.
Well, I mean, we also heard you had another guest on your visit with Skylar Diggins. How was that, getting to have a superstar on your visit?
Yeah, that was awesome, and just to hear kind of, you know, how she talks and, you know, how she sees the game and, you know, why she came to Notre Dame too. And, you know, this being Guard University and, like, the connections that she built and that she still has, you know, even with Coach Ivy and just, you know, kind of playing here was just big. And that was, you know, another reason I came.
I mean, shoot, that would send anybody over the edge to go to Notre did. Like, that, I can just imagine my high school self seeing Sally Jenkins. I would be like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, that was big.
Like, I'd get all clammy, but no, I bet that was really cool. But talk to me about, like, you get to Notre Dame, you know, you have somebody like Olivia Miles, she's out for the season, right? Mm-hmm. So you come in, you're taking charge. When do you feel like was that time where you got comfortable? Because I talked to Nia a little bit at Georgia Tech and just talking about how she has so much trust in you, right? Yeah. You're another coach out there. Did that come immediately? Did it take time? What was that adjustment like getting into being starting point guard?
Yeah, just coming right in the first day I stepped on campus, like, I feel like the coaches and my teammates just instilled so much trust in me. Like, coming in with summer workouts, they were just like, hey, shoot the ball. Like, look, talk more. Like, we're looking to you. Like, we need you on the court to be our point guard and, you know, to kind of lead us. And so just coming in as a freshman, you know, right out of high school and just taking on, you know, that responsibility and kind of hearing the upperclassmen and the older girls kind of saying, like, look, we need you to lead us. Just that was just, like, big. And it gave me so much confidence. And, of course, it could be, like, a lot being a freshman and kind of taking on that role. But just also having that trust from, you know, the coaches and even my teammates, it gave me so much confidence to be able to go out and kind of do what I did, like, you know, in Paris and just, you know, throughout the whole season. So that was big, like, the trust they instilled in me.
I think that means so much. Like, it's really the people that you surround yourself with heavily impact how you're going to perform, how you feel as a person. And so I think that's so special when you have, like, even older teammates being shoot the ball. Like, we need you to do this because you all have that common goal of a Final Four, of winning ACC title. Mm-hmm. And so I think that means so much. And, you know, you're built for the big games. They instilled that for you, but you came out the gate. You're having 31 against South Carolina, 34 against UConn. What is it, you know, about the big games that just brings it out of you? You have it every night, but there's something about those big games, Hannah, that we see. You know, what is it that gets you so hyped up to play that way?
I don't know, just the energy. I think the atmosphere, the fans really get me going when, you know, it's a big game, the crowd is sold out, and, you know, everybody's just excited, they're cheering, and we get that first three, especially being at home, when we get that first three and it goes in and the crowd erupts, it just, like, it feeds, and, you know, it really feeds into me, and, you know, it makes me, like, even more excited. Or even being away, if we get an and one and the crowd is silent and we just hear our fan section, who seems like they fill the gym, and just kind of that energy that, you know, the fans bring and that the coaches bring, the bench brings, it's just, like, it's big. And, you know, it really gets me going.
Yeah, I mean, I love, like, fans, the momentum that it gives you is actually insane.
Yeah.
And I feel like you don't really realize it until it starts happening. And it's like, oh, wow, juices are going, you're hyped up. But a little bit about those older teammates that you were talking about, you, Sonia, and Maddie are kind of the big three. Mm-hmm. And you do have a great, like, supporting cast and all these people that bring so much. But talk about the connection that the three of you have, because it seems like that chemistry is just undeniable. Like, if I was on the team, I'd be so annoyed. You know, maybe one of you starts off slow and then the next one gets going, then you feed off each other. So what is it like having those two to really rely on?
Yeah, it's big. And it's so helpful that, you know, they're upperclassmen, so they know the system. And, you know, they've been in moments like this. They've been in, you know, these kind of situations. And so we need everybody. It's not just three against five, but we need the other role players who are going to do their job. And, you know, of course, if one of us is not hot, the other two, you know, they're going to be hot. And so it's hard to guard, you know, all three of us because, you know, we're different positions and we bring something, you know, different to the game. And so when all three of us are going, when all five of us are going, and, you know, we're just kind of connecting and we're clicking, it just makes it, we're a tough team. And so we need that from everyone.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, now we're heading to the tournament and it's unlike anything else. It's really hard to prepare for. It's similar to the ACC setup where, you know, you're playing so many games in a weekend. But what are you doing to prepare yourself for this first March Madness run?
Yeah, just staying locked into every practice. You know, we're practicing how we're going to play. And, you know, we're just bringing so much energy in every practice. We're going game speed. We're being physical. We're talking to each other. We're encouraging each other. We're just bringing that energy just consistently. And I think that'll really help us, especially with this long break that we're on. Just, you know, right after the ACC tournament, we have this long break. And so we're just trying to be consistent and, you know, taking every practice as seriously as possible and just being intentional with every practice.
I love that. I mean, we already talked about you guys are peaking at the right time.
Yeah.
So my last question before we get into our rapid fire here is, I heard that you and Skylar have a bet going on. Are we allowed to hear what the bet is? Is this true? Is there a bet with you and Skylar have a bet?
Me and Skylar talked at the beginning of the season before anything, and she told me, like, you need to be leading the ACC in steals, you know.
Okay, did that.
Yeah, so that was from what I know. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That was about it.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. But our last thing is our vibe check, which is going to be rapid fire answers. You ready?
Okay.
What's the drill? Don't be scared. What's the drill you never want to see on the practice plan?
I say triangle rebounding.
That just sounds like a lot.
We got to run in a circle, and then one of the coaches shoot the ball, and then we have to find a body and box out. And that's hard when the men are coming full speed.
Yes.
I don't really like that.
Yeah, we did a similar thing. Like, if they get it, then you're running. Like,
And if you don't get three, if you don't get it three times, then everybody
you're gone.
Everybody on the line.
Okay. Yeah, this sounds horrible. next one: game winning shot or game winning steal?
Game winning shot. For sure.
And one or three pointer.
And one.
Yeah, those get you hyped up. Yeah, I've seen it. All right, group TikTok or solo TikTok?
Well, group. Group. All my TikToks they're all group. It's either me and the duo or me and the team, so it's group.
All right. Who's the biggest trash talker? It could be on your team or anyone you played against.
The biggest trash talker. That has to be a player.
Yeah. Oh, if it's someone else, you can say someone else.
My mom is the biggest trash talker I've met in my whole life.
Okay.
Trash talk about anything.
I feel like all moms be doing that.
It has to be. It has to just be a mom thing.
It is. Okay. All right. Who's the biggest flopper?
The biggest flopper? On my team, AD.
Really?
AD, yeah. And she's a little dramatic too. So if you touch her a little bit, she's rolling.
She's
on the
gone.
Floor.
She's
on
gone.
The floor.
All right, what's your biggest basketball ick?
I would say a bad call.
Okay.
A bad call, ref. Who can't explain to me why he called it or why she called it.
Yeah. Or like when they don't give you one and then the refs are like, oh, you can handle it.
Yeah.
It is a foul.
My bad. I missed it. That one really gets me. I got you next time. I'm like, no, I wanted it.
Right, I wanted it now.
Right there, right now. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Who is someone you'd want to play 2-on-2 with and he can't be one of your teammates?
I'm going to take 2-on-2. Anyone? I'm going to do a replay.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. We just talked about guard you, so I feel like that's a good one. Okay. What's your favorite pregame hype song?
That's tough. I don't really have a...
We can go back to Kirk. Anything
Yeah,
Kirk.
Yeah. Like, anything Kirk really gets me going. Like you said, Melodies from Heaven.
Melodies from Heaven. I'm personally also a big, like, Love Theory fan. I feel like that one...
I never...
Hannah.
Okay. Okay.
Before, after practice, listen to it.
I'll get locked in. That's how I lock into practice. I'll listen to it before.
Yeah. No. It's going to be good.
Okay.
Okay. Our last question is, what's your best impersonation of Coach Ivy?
I can't do it now. I don't have the heels on, but she'd be stumping her heel.
And I have seen that.
She starts stumping her heel.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to look out for it. Maybe we'll get like an audio of the heel stomp and put it over now.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, well, Hannah, this has been so great. We're going to need to get you on in a couple years when you're graduating and you're headed into the league. But thank you so much for coming on. It's been such a pleasure.
Absolutely. It's been nice talking to you.
I'm so excited to watch you kill in the tournament, too.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to play.
Thank you to everybody for listening. Stay tuned for another episode of Sometimes I Hoop.
PlayersTribune.com